when reading these two parables again, it seemed to me at first the meaning are quite simple. And I have heard this meaning so many times preached to me. Namely, faith starts like a small mustard seed. But in the end, it ends up to be a big tree. To have faith is to change, like yeast changes the shape of dough. However, when I started to look at the Greek text and considered the whole background of the Gospel of Matthew, the meaning became much more unnoticed as I expected to be. So what is the context then of the Gospel of Matthew? Scholars generally agree that the Gospel of Matthew was written to a Jewish audience who converted to Christendom. They were people who knew the Old Testament texts by heart. They knew all the Jewish laws on rituals, on cleaning, what is holy, what is right in the eyes of God. And they were also the people who had a high respect not to misuse the name of God in any way. So they ignored all the time by using the name of God explicitly. And Matthew does the same. He speaks of the kingdom of heavens. It's sad that the translation omit the plural form, because through the whole Old Testament, they always spoke of the kingdom of heavens, the plural form, because God is so big. There's also some people who thought, and this was a very late Jewish tradition, who thought of the heavens as seven layers, with God being at the top. However, the kingdom of heavens meant that was the place where God lived. That was a typical Jewish expression to say that was the dwelling place of the Lord God. So let's turn now to the text. Jesus says the kingdom of heavens is like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his field. I think this phrase must have been shocking to the Jewish readers of this text, because a mustard seed was considered as a weed, as unclean, invading the healthy crops on the fields. And in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 19, the ritual law stated, "Do not plant in your field two kinds of seed." And this seed Jesus is referring to is the wild mustard. Its Latin name is Brassica arvensis, which normally grew to 3 feet tall. So what is Jesus actually saying? The implication is, in the kingdom of earth, according to their society, it is not allowed to go and plant a mustard seed. This man has violated the rules of society. This man is not allowed to enter into the presence of God. But now Jesus says, but this is the kingdom. The kingdom is for this man because God excludes no people. God accepts all people. In his kingdom, everyone is welcome. Everyone who has faith is welcome. Even this man who violated the rules of their society by planting a mustard seed. And then, just to emphasize this point even more, Jesus shocks them even more when he tells another parable. He says, the kingdom of heavens is like yeast that a woman took and, the Greek text says, concealed. She hided it in the dough. 3 measures of flour until it was all leavened. And again, Jesus is referring to the ritual taboos of their society. Woman was generally considered with the unclean, the religious impure. That's why women could not become priests or serve in the temple. Now this woman took the yeast and she concealed it into 3 measures of flour. The use of leaven was strictly forbidden in all offerings made to God. And these 3 measures also refer to the Old Testament. In all the cases where it's spoken of 3 measures, it was usually in the context when people brought their offerings to God. It was usually in the context of entering the presence of God. Like Abraham, who received 3 guests at the Oaks of Mamre. He says to Sarah, bake cakes of 3 measures of flour. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he prepared unleavened flour of 3 measures of flour. And when Hannah took Samuel to the temple, when she dedicated him to God, among her offerings was 3 measures of flour. So actually, the Jews who heard this knew that Jesus was actually saying, this parable is about a woman who was offering to God. And that was a taboo. You were not allowed to take the unleavened and make it leavened. Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is for this woman. Even this woman who the society would ban, the kingdom is for her. The kingdom of God is for everyone, not only for those who their society think is ritually clean, pure, and holy. Their laws doesn't count because God is different. God looks differently at people. God looks into the heart. God looks for faith. So the message of these 2 parables is quite clear. According to the context, Jesus tells them, the kingdom of God is totally different from what they expected to be. God does not judge them by their rules. The text for the sermon this morning comes from verse 34. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. In this text, Jesus was criticizing the rules of their society. He's actually saying to them, what is impossible to man is possible for God. Jesus showed them and us what he meant, because he was the only one who could stand in the presence of God. He was the only one who could, on our behalf, present ourselves to God. Yes, he took all our sins, all our misgivings, and all our faults on him. He was the only one who made it possible for everyone to be part of God's eternal kingdom. He broke down all the barriers that existed between God and humankind. All these rules, the traditions that excluded people to be in the presence of God. Jesus, he mirrored the love of God on earth. He made it possible that everyone, through faith alone, could be citizens of heaven. Even this man who was forbidden to plant that mustard seed, or the woman who dared to put yeast in an offering to God. These people are accepted in the presence of God. So if you are sitting in this church this morning and you feel that you are not worthy to be here, you're not worthy to take part in the communion, you're not as Christian as others around you, if you think you're too old, too young, too poor, or whatever, you are at the right place. You are now in the presence of God, and God accepts you just as you are. Even if you have anxieties or worries or troubles, even if other people exclude you, even if other people treat you like dirt, God says this morning, you are welcome. You are welcome in my presence. Come to me. Just have faith. And if you have faith, you will have hope as well. You'll have the future. You have the kingdom of God. You are part of His eternal kingdom. You are loved. In His eyes, you are worthy. In His eyes, you are saved. In His eyes, you are special. Even if you feel this morning a bit unspecial or unloved, in God's presence, you are loved. You are loved right now. And that's why He invites us all to come and take part in His communion. This is actually a feast. A feast where we are introduced to what is at stake for God. God looks differently at us. And if you still have doubts, if you still doubt yourself, take part in His communion this morning. But do it through faith. Take this leap of faith. Take it because you are in His kingdom. You are in His presence. But please, do not leave this church building as someone who was never touched by God. You must go out this morning and tell other people about God's love for all humankind. And please, when you go out, do not exclude other people. Do not hurt other people. And in the weeks to come, show everyone this love of God. Show everyone that in God's eyes, everyone is important. Even that husband that you may hate, or that child who gives you trouble, or that family member who really spread lies about you. Yes, please, do not exclude anyone, and pray for them, pray with them, and be in the presence of God in love. And when you have this love, you'll have hope. And when you have this hope, you will have the courage to live in this society. Yes, go out of this church this morning and show the people that you are God's child. Amen.